So what does a chief technologist do at NASA?
Well, I have to tell you, it's perhaps the greatest job in the agency, the greatest job that I've had. Chief technologist at NASA is concerned with the future of NASA, the future of space travel, the future of aeronautics in this country. As chief technologist for the past couple years, I've been able to dream about NASA's future and help create programs to start making that future a reality today.
So give us some examples of what you think that NASA will have for technology in the future.
Well, let me first start out and just talk about NASA, if I could. NASA has a pretty bright future. There's been a lot of discussion about the retirement of the space shuttle program, and that has been a bittersweet time for NASA. NASA's moving forward in human spaceflight with the full use of the International Space Station, which is flying overhead and manned today. We're doing technology experiments there. We're doing science experiments there. We're also building new spacecraft in this country to get humans up and down into space and to take humans on a journey they've never been on before, to go deep into space, to go to destinations like the moon, but perhaps beyond, to an asteroid and one day to Mars. And at the same time that we're rebuilding and extending our reach in human spaceflight, we're also exploring the solar system with robotic probes. We have spacecraft that are on the way or have been to every planet in the solar system. We have a number of spacecraft that have launched just this year, one this past week that was sent to the moon, one next month that's headed to Mars. It'll be the largest Mars rover to ever land on that planet and explore. And so NASA has a large number of missions. Now, to make these missions possible, NASA also needs to invest a small portion of its budget into technologies today that can allow that next generation of missions to also occur. So, for example, if we're going to send humans out into deep space, we do need a large rocket to lift them off the ground, and we need a capsule to keep them safe in space. But we also need to protect them from the radiation environment in space. We need to be able to move those humans about in space efficiently with advanced propulsion systems, lightweight structures and materials, and advanced solar cell or other in-space power technologies. And NASA is working on those things today to enable these missions just a few years from now.
You were talking, and I loved what you said at the beginning of this interview about how this was the best job in the world, and you clearly have a passion and a real love for this work. So why are you leaving?
Well, that's a great question. It's something that I actually have struggled with for some time, to be honest. I do love this job. I love the agency. I'm an engineer, and I love actually representing the engineers that make NASA such a special place for this country. I'm leaving because when I originally came, I came from Georgia Tech. I'm actually an engineering professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology, and I came on a two-year assignment. That assignment is up, and it's time for me to go home, basically. Time for me to go home to my students at Georgia Tech, my research program there, and actually my family, which is still in Atlanta today. Also, I came here to NASA headquarters to accomplish a number of things. I wanted to formulate or create these space technology programs, and that work is largely done. I have a team of folks here at NASA that have come to help me build these programs. That team is operational. They're doing great things. They're actually ready to take this program to the next step. I may have been the guy who initiated this program, but there's a whole host of people here working with me that are making this program real, and it's time for them to take the program to the next level.
We're speaking with Dr. Bobby Braun, the NASA chief technologist, about to return to Georgia. I wanted to ask you about a recent National Research Council report that said NASA's technology base is largely depleted, and they said currently available technology is insufficient to accomplish many intended space missions. What's your take on that report, and what do you suppose their point of view was to come to that conclusion?
Well, I don't disagree with the National Academy. NASA has always been a place that has invested in basic and applied research at the same time that it does its flight systems and at the same time that it operates those missions in space. In fact, it's the synergy between those different disciplines that makes NASA the special place that it is. Over the last 10 years, NASA had become very near-term, very mission-focused, in a rush to send humans back to the moon. In doing so, NASA stopped making technology investments, even at a very low funding level. Obviously, if we're going to build vehicles that are going to take humans out into deep space, those vehicles are going to be expensive, and they're going to require a larger portion of NASA's budget than the research and technology efforts. So even though they're small, though, those research and technology efforts have to be sustained. They have to be nurtured. There has to be a critical mass. And what the National Academy was really pointing out, I believe, is that in the last 10 years, those investments haven't been made, so NASA doesn't have the technology in hand today to accomplish these grand missions that we all want to do. Now, that's, you know, if you're a technologist like I am, that's really an opportunity. What that means is that today, with small dollar investments, NASA has the opportunity to create those technological solutions that we need for our next generation missions. And that's what we're doing at NASA today through the Space Technology Program and other programs like it.
So is it a matter of more looking at the short pass in the short term as opposed to going for the long pass and the long ball?
Yeah. I mean, think about it in terms of your own home finances. When finances get tight and you have bills to pay, it's still important if you're a family. It's still important maybe to save for your kids' education. It's still important to put a little bit of money in the bank every week for the future. And that's really what NASA's technology investments are.
And just this question, give us a year in which mankind will set foot on an asteroid.
Well, the president spoke about that in April of 2010 and gave us a goal. He gave us dates for that mission. The date is 2025. NASA is presently planning in that time frame to have the capabilities ready to send humans out into deep space to an asteroid for the first time. That's going to be a remarkable mission, by the way. Imagine the perspective, the knowledge, and the view that these human explorers will have as they leave the confines of Earth's gravitational well for the first time. We've been to the moon, but we've never really left the Earth's sphere of influence, if you will. And it's time for humanity to take that step.
Dr. Bobby Braun is NASA's chief technologist, about to step down and go back to the Georgia Tech. We thank you very much for joining us, and I'm going to call you back in 15 years when that asteroid mission is completed.
I might be on the mission myself. You have a hard time reaching me.
All right, well, maybe we'll have you call in and just live with the delay.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.